interest rates are hovering around record lows. It is ridiculous how low they are. For anyone who's been alive longer than 5 minutes, they know that this is kind of weird how low rates are. And the housing market is responding in kind. It is booming in most parts of the country. Not all, but most. Things are moving so fast, though. So what should you know about getting the best interest rate possible today? Joe Jacobs is a partner at Mortgage Connection. He is here to take us through what's going on right in this minute and what all that means for you. He joins us from Calgary, Alberta. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
It is March of 2021. And I say that because sometimes people listen to these conversations, you know, weeks or months after we have them, and things are moving so fast. The environment could be completely different in April or June. What are you noticing about the mortgage market right now?
Oh, yeah, that's a really important point there, Bruce. It is very dynamic. It's moving all the time. So something that we would have said 3 weeks ago is going to be very different than what we're going to say here today. So the big thing that we are seeing right now is, although we are still near record low interest rates, we are starting to see some of the fixed rates creeping up. Now, does that mean it's a sign of the absolute rock bottom rates being gone? Not necessarily, but it's something to be very aware of if you're potentially looking at remortgaging or if you're looking at getting into this very hot real estate market that you alluded to. So that's something that we've got to keep a keen eye on. What we've seen is that the bond markets have reacted in the way that's driving up pricing. So if you haven't been pre-approved and you're out looking or considering to shop, you certainly want to make sure you have something held just to protect yourself.
If you had a dollar for every time this question was asked of you, I'm sure you would no longer be running your business because you'd be a gazillionaire. Fixed versus variable. What are the pros and cons of going fixed right now in this moment versus a time when the spread was wider?
Sure. It's the big question that a lot of people are asking right now. So as I say, the fixed rates have started to creep up, but what has actually happened at the same time is banks have started to offer larger discounts off prime. So you're actually seeing the spread between the two of them become larger. So there's perhaps a bigger case to be made to go variable right now, just because the spread is getting bigger between the two. But if you're the type that is, you know, certainly worried about where rates are going to go, or you just want to not worry about it, a fix is a fine choice. But you're kind of catching them on, at least at this point, an uptick. So for many people, they like the variable because they're getting discounts that are close to a full percentage off prime or greater, depending on what they're in.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, you know, normally when you see that, I've never seen someone be upset when they're at close to a percentage off prime.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, I like that space because it gives you the most flexibility. But when you were still looking at rates that are sub 2% for fixed, if you're the type that doesn't want to think about it, you know, that can be the right choice for you.
We often talk about people breaking their mortgage when they've got a fixed mortgage, and there are reasons to do that, to get a lower rate or whatever. If someone has a variable mortgage and they're at, you know, 40 basis points off prime, can they break their mortgage to get 1%? And if so, how much does that cost?
Yeah, that's a very good question. They certainly can. And one of the benefits of a variable rate mortgage is that your penalty cost is fairly reasonable. You're normally looking at 3 months simple interest with most variable type mortgages. So if you were at, say, 0.4% below, it very well could make sense to redo that, get into a lower discount off the prime rate, especially if you're 100% committed to a variable. That's something that's definitely available. And we're starting to see people come into that space. We really just started to see these bigger variable discounts start to come in the last few months. So that's a conversation that we're going to be having a lot more of in the coming months.
One of the other discussions that people have is, should I lock in? Should I lock in? Should I lock in? Should I lock in? What are the indicators that would have you advise a client to lock in?
Yeah, timing the rate market's always a tough thing. And, you know, one of the things that I think people do in a lot of spaces, and definitely in the mortgage space, is they hear rates are going up or they're rising. So the first thing they think they have to do is lock in. And that's often a mistake, because you're kind of missing the opportunity that was maybe there and just chasing a rate market. So right now, just because rates are going up a bit, I wouldn't advise people that you need to jump out of a variable, especially if you're in a very good variable rate, just because interest rates are going up. There's two things we want to watch. Obviously, keep an eye on the fixed rates to see where they're going, but also keep an eye on that variable. If you have a really big discount, you're quite protected. So, you know, we do have to make sure that we're paying attention to that, though, because those rates could go up if inflationary concerns happen and that sort of thing. But a rate going up doesn't mean you should lock in.
I was talking to a friend who just refinanced and saved a huge amount of money through that process, but they initiated the conversation with the broker. And they were annoyed that the broker hadn't initiated that conversation. How proactive are great brokers in telling clients that they should or could make a move to save money? Is there any incentive for you to do that other than you're going to assure your place in heaven?
I mean, there certainly is a lot more of that that a seasoned and good mortgage broker would be doing. So there's always opportunities that will present themselves throughout the year. You know, sometimes people though think that they should do something just because interest rates are lower, but the math's really not there. But I would say that most mortgage brokers, if they're doing a good job for their clients, are going to be on top of changing markets that could save them money. Again, though, like the variable one that I gave you as an example, we're just starting to see that come into place now. So, you know, does it make sense just because it's slightly better, 25 basis points better, to make a call and change your mortgage when there's indicators that it could become 50% better? So just because you didn't get a call from your mortgage broker, I wouldn't say it's not that they're not on top of it, but certainly a good broker would be for you.
What has happened to some of the features that that lenders typically offer? So in calmer times, we talk a lot about lump sums and we talk about payment vacations and, you know, there's various things that you can, the ways you can structure it. How have those changed?
Not really to any significant degree. Most lending institutions are still offering fairly decent prepayment options. A lot have those kind of skip a payment options built in. The only time you have to be kind of worried on what features may not be in the mortgage if you're going into a more basic mortgage. So sometimes there's really low interest rates that are being promoted or sold by lending institutions, but they have restrictions, whether it's a lower prepayment or you can't get out of your mortgage early. And some of those things can trap you. But in general, you're going to have fairly good options still to pay your mortgage off more aggressively as long as you're with the full feature product.
What are some of the pitfalls that you have been seeing in these times? Like, they really, you know, should have thought about whether they could port their mortgage because people are moving and they're taking that hit. Or what are some of the pitfalls that that people should really be aware of as a part of this, part of their financial mosaic?
Yeah, I think it's, I've talked about this a lot in the past, but it's just features of a mortgage beyond just that interest rate. So the real one that I think's hit home for a lot of people is if they took what they thought was a great mortgage rate, say a fixed rate 2 years ago at 3%, and then when rates were falling, they want to get out of their mortgage to save money. They maybe even were contacted by the mortgage broker and they couldn't do it because they were with a product that literally doesn't allow them to pay their mortgage out early. So it's really important to be paying attention to the features beyond just the interest rate, because the cheapest interest rate doesn't necessarily mean it's going to save you the most money. We've seen lots of times where it's not.
There are so many headlines and so many variables for people to keep on top of if they choose to understand what's going to happen in the housing market, but more specifically the mortgage market. If you had to choose one thing to watch that would indicate what is going to alter mortgage rates in this country, what would it be? Is it vaccine rates? Is it an economic indicator? What's the thing that you watch more than any other thing?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest concern on why rates would go up is if there is inflationary concerns. So we're in a really low rate environment right now, but obviously the housing market's done extremely well, better than I think most people thought. And that's a big driver for economic growth. So if we continue to see things going in that direction and, you know, we see other economic data coming out that shows that there's gains overall, then inflationary concerns become real. And that's where you could start to see the Bank of Canada raise interest rates and you could see fixed rates go up as well.
Joe, thank you for your insight today.
My pleasure, Bruce.
Joe Jacobs is a partner at Mortgage Connection. He's based in Calgary. Things are moving. Talk to your broker, talk to your lender. Keep on top of this. It could really pay out for you.